Hey, good afternoon. Anybody's on call yet? Hello. Hello, is anyone on the call yet? Bueller, Bueller. All
to do real estate, the market, your business. You can go deep, or you can go wide. Let me explain. Oh, if you're going to stay in Charlotte, you're going to have to go deep. You're going to have to do bank signs, bird dogs, direct mail, pay-per-click marketing, have a good website with SEO, have all the different kind of markets. You're going to get into to a lot of different strategies. But if you go deep, you're staying in a small area, but man, you got to do a lot of stuff to get a deal, right? I choose to go wide. But I don't want to work that hard. I go wide. We get, now listen, if we can get four deals a month off the, off of HUD, if we can get another four or five deals a month off of HUD.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. This is Carly.
You said Carly?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Carly, where are you calling from?
North Carolina.
Nice. Sounds like you're driving.
I am. I was running late. I'm headed home. I'll be there in a few minutes.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. We'll start in about a minute or so, if that's okay?
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I actually had to go get an earnest money deposit, so I was running to the post office.
Nice. That's good. Are you receiving it or paying it?
I'm paying it. We have a closing on the 11th. 11th, yeah.
Nice. Good luck.
Thank you.
How was your Easter, if you celebrate?
Sorry?
How was your Easter, if you celebrate?
I had to work.
Me too.
Yeah, I worked all day.
That's how you know you're the boss. Hello.
I'm sorry, you kind of beeped out.
All right, I'm going to mute everyone because I think Carly is driving, so to cut down on the noise. Perfect. So if you have any questions, hi, everyone. Happy Monday. I hope everybody had a good Easter and Passover, whichever you celebrate, and you're ready. We're going to cover a lot of things today. I have muted you because one of our members is driving, and so this way not all of us are going deaf. If you need to ask a question, you can unmute yourself by pressing star 6. In a few minutes, I'll actually unmute everybody as well so we can do some one-on-one. But for those of you who are here for the first time, these are ASAP, Advanced Success Accountability Partnership. It's designed for Larry Goins inner circle students. So if you're here, that means you're inner circle. That means that you've actually committed to doing your real estate game in a higher level. You paid more money, you've actually done the legwork, or you're on your way to go to do one-on-one with Larry. Larry hired me. My job is a coach to help you develop your personal skills. And this way, you as an investor can do deals faster or more profitable, and we cover those things. What in the past, what's been really helpful based on the feedback we get from you is we actually kind of go a little bit with the information, and then we'll kind of open the phones and do some one-on-ones with everyone. So if you remember, for those of you who are not here for the first time, last month when we talked, we wanted to cover the personal strengths of each individual people. So what that means is, I'm sure you've seen or you notice people who seem to do very little work, but they get big results. And then there are a lot of people, or you may see other people who've actually spend a lot of time, a lot of energy working on things for very little efforts. So essentially, hard work does not always equate a lot of results. We know, and I'm sure I know from my experience, there are some parts of the things, whether in real estate investing in other parts, where I really had to concentrate, work a lot harder to get little bit results. And then there are other parts of my being, other parts of my life, other parts of my investing game or whatever, is where I do very little work with get a lot more results. So the differentiator is the natural tendencies or our natural gifts, if you will. Gift is not really the right term, but, you know, the things that come to us naturally. What I mean by that is this. I'm a natural teacher. I like to teach. I like to learn new things. So doing this work doesn't feel like work to me. It's not very hard for me. So I can kind of scan some information. I know where it's going to go. I know which talk it's going to go to and how I'm going to deliver it. Versus somebody who's not a natural teacher or somebody who's not comfortable, let's say, public speaking, it takes a lot more effort. It takes a lot of soul power. It takes a lot of work and pepping up for them to do the same things. On the other hand, there are parts of the life that is not very easy for me, that I really have to think and I really have to work and I really have to concentrate. And it feels like a pushing a red noodle uphill for me to get the same results to other people who can do it quickly. Over the years, I've been a student of kind of trying to figure out why is that so. And it turns out that it is our natural inclinations. So as investors, and of course, we want to bring all these general theories and this knowledge, how it's applicable to real estate game. At the end of it, that's what you're here, that's what you want to do, and that's how you choose as an investor to become wealthy, is the use of real estate. So first, and you may have heard this before, the most important part of being a proper real estate investor is to know yourself. When I say to know yourself, I mean honestly making kind of an inventory of the things that you like to do and things that you don't like to do. But usually what happens when we talk to investors about these things, they make a list of like, I like marketing, I like to do deals, or people say, I like to make money, or I like to solve problems. These are really good indications, but they're not really as specific for you to be able to enhance what comes to you naturally. So what I suggest that we do is really think about the things that you like to do naturally. In other words, if you didn't have the money, or if you have all the money in the world, what would you do? So when people ask me that stupid question, I say, well, I'd like to be on a beach, right? So you want to go a little bit deeper than this. So the thought process is not the end goal, but what would you do, right? So I go, what would I really do if I had all the money in the world? I'd write a book. I'd share my knowledge. Some people say, well, you know what? I would like to build this beautiful home. So that person has a natural desire to build things. Some person may say, well, you know, I want to go and give it to my church. There are no right or wrong reasons, or there are no right and wrong answers on this. What you're looking for is your natural inclination. One question that I ask to some of my customers, and they found this really helpful. Most of us, what we want to do is we try to answer the question that we had as a child. In other words, most all of us, when we're developing ourselves from a young age, you want to remember, all of us were children at one point. And when we were kids, we wanted someone to support us in a way. In my case, I lacked teachers. I couldn't find the answers. I didn't have good teachers for me. No one could answer my questions. So as I grow up, as I started building myself, as I become the man that I am today, I became a natural teacher because that's what lacked in my situation. So this is a deep, deep question. And of course, if you've been in more than one call with me that you know, I suggest that a daily meditation of some sort where you sit in silence is an unmatched thing. You know, but that's, you can find a lot of answers about yourself in that thought process. So think about, who are you as a person? And you don't have to answer this with me or with others. It's, in fact, better if you don't share this, because then you don't have to worry about the judgment of others. But when you sit by yourself and you're thinking about things that really gives you joy, the things that makes your juices flow, those are the things that comes to you naturally. So when I'm thinking in terms of this information, the critical component of your success, but you want to remember, this is something that you can get up and do it. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to worry about it. Yeah, you may need to get more skills. You may need to learn some new tools and everything else. But this particular thing that comes to you naturally is what you want to build your entire real estate investing game around it. In other words, I know I'm a good teacher. I like to help, let's say I like to solve problems, right? And that's just like, it could be mathematical problems, it could be personal problems, right? So I go even deeper and deeper and deeper. And then I say, oh, this is something that I like to do. I can get up in the morning and do this. I can get up in the morning and do this any day, any time. It doesn't feel like work to me. It doesn't feel like crap, I have to do this. Like today, my schedule is full. After this call, I have another call. After that call, I have another call. My day is full today, and it certainly does not feel like work to me. I'm looking forward to this call, and when I'm finished with this call, I'm looking forward to my next call, because for me, when I'm sharing what I know, when I'm sharing what I learn, this is not work to me. Lear pays me handsomely. Right? But it's irrelevant. So what happens with investors sometimes, especially when we are talking to other investors, we tend to lose contact with this. In other words, when I'm looking at a deal, if I'm only concentrating on money, right, then I don't necessarily do the things that really matter to me, because the earning of the income, the money from the deal, becomes more important. So then what happens is, if I'm only concentrating on that, there's a lot of effort that goes into the stuff rather than I concentrate on only what I do. So if you can separate the money from the equation, money from the deal, you will go a lot further, a lot faster. Now, of course, you have to be profitable. You have to make a ton of money. Well, you don't have to, but you want to, because you can't give what you don't have. So we all of us, every single one of us, and every person that you meet, they want to be wealthy. you as investors, what you're doing is you're actually taking some action. You're saying, okay, I don't want to depend on others. I want to depend on myself. And therefore, you want to play to your strong suits when it comes to your investing game. When I say separating the money, if you start viewing the money not as the final product, but as a byproduct of your expression, of the things that you do, that will be helpful. Let me clarify that. Money is two things. One is a form of exchange, medium of exchange, meaning that I don't have to grow chickens to get the eggs. I don't have to take my chickens to find a carpenter to fix my window. Right? The money is a medium of exchange. And the second definition of money is a store of value. Store of value means this. I delivered this talk, Larry input money into my account. So I don't need anything today, but tomorrow I'm going to need gas. So I store the value I created in this call in the form of money, which is a byproduct. And now I can take that and give it to the QT to fill up my car. Now I can drive my car and I can do another thing, and then I can generate money from that. This sounds like an abstract thought process, but what I'm trying to get to is this. Separate yourself or separate the money from the deal. You have to be profitable. So you have to have an eye on this, right? I'm not saying ignore your numbers. I am not saying ignore your numbers. I'm not saying be crazy and stupid and lose money. No. But what I'm saying is work on the deal that gives you the win-win and the joy, and that's something that plays into your natural tendencies. And the money will come, because now what you're doing is the work does not feel like work. Now, the second part of this is this. When you find what your natural strength is and that you play to it, now you get to delegate all the other things that doesn't feel good to you, that is not comfortable for you, the stuff that you don't want to do. Now you can delegate those things to other people who also are looking to that kind of thing for their personal part, meaning that you want to delegate the hammering to somebody who wants to hammer. If I was to tell my wife that, hey, you know, I need you to train dogs, that's something that she does not want to do, it's going to be effort for her. So you understand how this goes, right? You're kind of finding your own rhythm, what comes to you naturally, and now you're able to create partnerships for people who can complement what comes to you naturally. Here's an example. When I was in the military, in the Air Force, there was 35 of us on our flight. And in the Air Force or any military, if you serve in the military, you understand, they give you impossible problems to solve. It's impossible. What they're trying to do is you become a team. That's how the teamwork is built in the military. They give you so much stuff that you have to rely on others. So I was a good ironer. I like to iron stuff. So what happened is I became the ironer of my whole flight. So when it was time for inspection, I just ironed. And some other guy who likes to shine boots, guy from Texas, that's all he did. He just shined everybody's boots. So you understand that I didn't have to worry about my boots, which took forever for me to shine. I didn't have to worry about my T-shirts being 6-inch squares because, you know, I didn't like doing the laundry. I like to iron, so I ironed. So that's the similar thing that you want to bring to your table, bring to your team. You as an investor, you're the boss. What you say goes. And that's why we want to be investors, right? We want to take charge. We want to take control of our well-being, our wealth, our game, our freedom. We say, I don't need anybody to tell me what to do. I'm going to do it my way. So best way to do that is really play to your strong suit. First, think about your childhood. This is probably your age, about 7, 8, 9, 10, right? So that's when you're kind of feeling separate from your family, but you're still small. So around that time frame, that you had some thought processes, you wanted to do something with your life and all that. Usually the things that around that age, when you were thinking about what you wanted to be, I'm not talking about I want to be a doctor, right? But why did you want to be a doctor, right? Why did you want to do those things? So if you think about those things, what you notice is you're going to feel and understand about your natural inclinations. Two, look at your own language right now. So what I mean by that is the other natural thing comes to me is I solve problems. I like when I'm listening to people, I'm trying to figure out how can I add value. What's the problem here that I can solve? That just comes to me naturally. It's a personal quality when I use it beneficially. But if I use it in other terms, it doesn't work. But that is, comes to me naturally. When I look at things, I'm like, oh, where's a problem that I can solve? That's just where my brain goes to. So when I'm creating deals, when I'm working, when I'm creating partnerships, I can just tell people, you know what? I can find a problem. I can't fix it, but I can find a linchpin in this bottleneck. And I hate doing X, Y, Z. So what I have to do now, if I want to play the game at a high level that you want to play, so now I want to find somebody else who naturally likes to do X, Y, Z, what I don't like to do, and that what they don't like is something that I like to do. So now we're a perfect match. Sometimes you don't have this many people, and that's where the money comes in. So you can actually, you know, things, you've heard this before, I hate saying it, but let's reiterate it. If your worth, if your brain power, if your capacity, if your potential is $100 an hour, if you can generate $100 an hour income, anything that makes less than $100 an hour should be delegated to somebody else. Now, of course, that doesn't mean with your freed up time, you get to play Xbox. With that freed up time, you do what comes to you naturally. So you actually concentrate on the things that pays you the highest dividends based on what comes to you naturally. I hope this makes sense. I'm going to unmute you for a second and let's catch up so we're not kind of going deaf. Give me 1 second. Now you're unmuted. Do you have, does this making sense to you? Just say yes.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
All right. So those are the people who are making sense, so I get it. So you can hear me and I can hear you too. Any questions about what we're talking about so far?
No.
Cool.
Now sir, this is Forrest, and
hey,
I
Forrest.
Have a question. Hey, how are you?
Yes, sir.
So, you know, you talk about at the beginning, you said you have to separate the money from the deal. I really, you know, find it hard, to be honest, you know, how to do that when, you know, the deal is about the money. I mean, I know, like, I've heard that before many times when people say, like, you know, doctors don't worry about how much they're, you know, charging the patient. They're just working for the patient and the money comes. But I've always found that, you know, to be a very difficult thing to do is to separate the money from the deal in any aspect, either in my contracting business or I'm always thinking about the money or my real estate business. So that's an issue that, you know, I wasn't expecting to hear today, but it's definitely something that I have a really difficult time working on.
Yeah, okay. It's a good point. Is there anyone else who has a similar issue? Well, Forrest, it sounds like your team is kind of, hey, throw you under the bus. I like it.
Hey, Turk, I'm sorry. It's Kaisha. I was going to chime in and co-sign with Forrest. I feel the same way. You know, it's kind of like they say, you know, I always heard, like, if you have, like, an emergency fund or, like, if you're a salesperson, people know if you're desperate for that sale. Or like if you have an emergency fund and you lose your job, you're not so worried about trying to find another job. So just a rush attitude. You can kind of like just lay back a little bit because they, you know, you don't have to feel so desperate. But it's the same, you know, it's like, you know, you want to make that deal, and it is about the money. You know, you want to pay down debt, or you want to, you know, help other people and things like that. So it is hard trying to subtract that part of it, or at least minimize the money aspect of it, and just do what you really love to do.
All right. So let's kind of talk a little about this, because I think although many are quiet, many people, you know, this is, we're in the real estate game because we want to be rich, right? So none of us here are trying to survive. All of us want to make a lot of money. So I want to make sure that we understand that, or I'm on the same page with both you, Keisha, and Forrest.
Yes.
What I wanted to say, or what, let me clarify what I mean. So the money is at the end of the deal, right? In other words, you buy a house, you fix it up, you flip it, boom, money. Or if you're a bird dog, you go through a bunch of actions, you find the property, you call your buyers, your buyer buys the house, boom, you get paid, right? So does that make sense, Forrest?
Yes, it makes sense.
Right. So when I say separating yourself from the money or from the deal, so all the things that we're doing is for money, because money gets you freedom. Does that make sense? I mean, put it this way. If you have $1 billion in the bank, you have, God forbid, prostate cancer. No one cares about the money. You want the disease to go away.
Right.
But what money represents is freedom. I feel good about myself. I can take my wife to nice restaurants. You know, I can give to my church. I can have a yacht. I can take a month off, a year off, 6 years off. I can go, you know, blah, 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 you know, all the things that you want to do with the money.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make a lot of money. So for me, I like $1 million every year. If I'm not making $1 million a year, I feel like a poor man. So a poor guy, if you make 10 grand in the bank, that's all you need. Does that make sense? So it's, when I say it's not about the money, that's what I mean. Yeah, you want to make a lot of money. You want to have that at the forefront of what you're doing. But when it comes to looking at a deal separate from the money, so you want to segment it to the part of the actions that you're doing for that money. Money is the byproduct. If you do it right, you end up with money. If you do it wrong, you lose money. But money is, you know, a separate from the activities that brings it to you. It's a byproduct. So think of it like a score, you know, playing basketball. You only make the shot in NCAA, right? I'm a Duke fan. I admit it. Hey, you can dribble. You could be a really good team. But if the ball doesn't go in the hoop, man, guess what? Kansas beats you. That's just how it goes. So good effort, no money. So
I almost look at money as as it pertains to a deal or a job. I look at it almost as a reward or a
process. Yeah, that's good. It's perfect. Yeah, that's good. That's perfect. So let's go for reward, because it is rewarding to have money. So let's think in terms of, so to get the reward, what do you have to do? Just give me an overview. Overview
of
a deal.
You have to provide a service, or you have to provide a value.
Yeah, let's say creating value. So you create some sort of value, right? So what do you like to do that creates value?
Well, I personally like to provide opportunities to others that wouldn't necessarily have that opportunity. Like, for example, if somebody has a problem with or a problem property, I like to be the solution to their problem. Or, and that's what, you know, I like in this business, or, like, you know, I like to be the solution and provide, home to somebody who wouldn't otherwise be able to get it through, like, me either, you know, giving them a lease option or owner financing or something like that. So I like to be that solution provider.
Ah, I like the sound of that. So be, let's say, the solution provider. That's a really good name, right?
Right.
That's a really good thing. Okay. So what is it about that you like?
I like the feeling that it gives me to help people.
Right. Give me more.
Well, it makes me feel content, you know, that I help somebody, you know, in any situation, in the front of the deal or the back of the deal. I'm helping people, and I think that that's what I really enjoy is, you know, helping people. So,
what is it that you like about that? I mean, I understand that you feel content.
Well, I like how, you know, people are appreciative, you know, and I like, you know, the fact that people say, you know, Forrest, you know, thank you so much. You know, you helped make my life better. So that's what I like. I guess I guess if you want to boil it down to a, you know, human level, I think it's the recognition, I believe, is what I like about it.
Recognize for a job well done.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So what part of the real estate game that you don't like?
Well, I don't like the paperwork and the integration aspect of it.
When you say integration,
the mechanics. I don't like the mechanics. I don't like the, you know, making sure that all the paperwork is, you know, where it needs to be, or, you know, I don't like that, the details. I just like making the deal happen and then, you know, somebody take care of the details.
Yeah. So when you say take care of the details, if my notes are correct, you're actually some sort of a builder, right? So when you say details, you mean the paperwork details, or you mean like the paint,
paperwork details?
The paint color?
I'm all about the details of the deal. I'm talking about like the stuff that my English teacher would make me do in class, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, but I'm all about the, you know, making sure everybody knows exactly what's going on. I just don't like the making sure everything goes on exactly the way it's supposed to, or you know what I mean, the busy
tedious part.
The important stuff. Let's put it like that.
Well, it's all important because, you know, it's just like a house. Which load-bearing wall is more important? So it all has to get together, but I get it. Okay. So tell me about, like the front-end solution. Like, give me an example. These are the things that I got to do when it comes to front-end problem solving.
So...
It doesn't have to be specifics, but, you know, just say,
You know, there's somebody calls me up or, you know, emails me and says, you know, I have this property. I don't live in the state anymore. It's vacant and, you know, I need to sell it. And, you know, like this, you know, last one that I just got a contract on this weekend, you know, the husband died in October. The lady lives in Chicago now. She doesn't even want to see the house again. She just wants it gone. It's just too painful of a memory for her to go back to it. So she just wants it sold. And so, you know, I'm helping her by, you know, giving her what she wants by getting it out of her hair, and she doesn't have to go back and see it ever again.
Beautiful. Any part of this deal that you don't enjoy in this process? But she calls you and, you know, she says, hey, I got a house for sale.
As far as the front of the deal, there's nothing that I don't enjoy.
Good.
Now I'm trying to get all the paperwork together to send it to the lawyer, and I don't really care for that too much.
Got it. Okay, perfect. That's good. How about the back end of the deal? Let's say that, you know, let's say Kaisha knows somebody who can do the paperwork for you for $100 a deal.
Yeah, done.
Right? Yeah. So how about the back end?
So the back end of the deal, you know, I'm going to sell this house on seller financing terms or a lease option, you know, to somebody who wants to be a homeowner. and they just, don't have the right credit, or, they're coming out of some financial situation where they can't.
Anything about that, finding that person and creating that deal, anything that's annoying?
Yeah, I don't like.
Or you don't want to do?
Yeah, I like talking to that person, but I don't like filtering the people to get to that person. You know what I mean? Like when
they bring in front of you, Turk, hey man, my credit is shot. And you're like, you get a personal satisfaction from knowing this is the deal, but 89 people that was before it, you don't care to talk to them.
That's exactly right.
Got it. Cool. So I think this is a kind of a good thing, right? So I think, and you're really active on these calls, and I really appreciate your participation, because I know your situation is really applicable to many people. So kudos on that. Not that you need my approval, but that's
trying to get
really
my money for it.
Yeah, I like it. So two ways, right? For one, as I said earlier, you want to delegate all this problem, the things that doesn't serve you. So you're looking for somebody who likes to do paperwork, I'm just saying, it's the wrong language, but you're looking for a CPA type of a person, or a project manager type of a person, or an engineer type of a person, that they look at the stuff and they go, oh no, this is all wrong for us. You need to do it this way, or I can see this problem with this paperwork from a mile away. You're looking for, when you're building your team, that's what you want to look for.
Right.
Cool? Yeah. So that is, it comes to me naturally as well, that I that's my least favorite part of anything. You give me a paperwork, even when I'm speaking, it's like kryptonite to Superman. My brain just goes, boop, jello. There's nothing more annoying than tedious paperwork for me. So I delegate that as quickly as I can. But to be able to do that, so what do you want to do? Now you want to find more problems. Because, does that make sense? So
I want to find more problems. Exactly.
Yeah, so your work now is not necessarily making deals, but your work is now solving problems.
Right.
So now you shift your marketing, when you're planning your marketing, when you're planning your flyers, when you're, searching the websites, when you're doing this kind of stuff, you go, oh, problems. Now, but not just problems, because there's a ton of problems that you don't want to solve, right?
Mm-hmm.
But to me, the language that you're talking, the way that you're describing it, is you sound like, and I don't think we met in person, but to me, the problems as you're describing is personal. You want one-on-one. You really want to interact with who you're dealing with,
mm-hmm.
whether on the phone or whatever. So sounds like you get personal joy out of actually helping an individual person.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So even the way that you're describing this probate situation, you're not describing it like, it's just like somebody's house that doesn't want to go to, I'll take care of it. You're like, no, there's a lady who doesn't want to go to her house. I can see she's got, so that's your natural compassion and empathy is what comes to you naturally. But the same thing on
I
the back end
about
of the.
You're saying I was just, what you just said, is, and I didn't really pick up on it when I was saying it, but I was talking about the person and not the property. I was talking about the personal problem and not the property. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I just picked up on that. I never really thought about it like that before.
Yeah. So when you now, when you're planning your marketing, when you're planning your things, you want to concentrate on that element of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's your strong suit. It's come to you naturally. I promise you, I don't know how many people are on this call, but some of the people, it's not a right or wrong. I want to make sure. You know what I mean? But, for someone like me, or somebody's calling from, let's say up north, they're like, I don't care about the person, or I don't care about the numbers. That's fine. There's no right or wrong part of this. But if you're just a number person, now when you're developing your marketing, when you're developing your language, when you're developing your team, you want to kind of make sure the team that's in there is complementing to your personal strength. And yours is empathy and compassion. You want to work with people like that. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And on the other thing is, and when you're like on the outside too, so your marketing should reflect all those parts of it too. So it's kind of an extension of what you're doing. Does that make sense? Is that helpful?
Absolutely, yeah. Very much. Thank you.
Yeah. Keisha, does that make sense for you as well?
Keisha. Yes, it does. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I had you on mute. I'm sorry.
It's all good. It's all good. Do you want to add or do you want to specific something for you? Because I know you like to work the game too. Last time we talked, you were shifting your days, switching to another day on your real estate game.
Yes. I'm actually the opposite of Forrest. I don't mind the tedious, the paperwork. I don't like actually having to call or make the deal. So I don't mind doing the other, the legwork.
Yeah.
Well, we should team up, right?
I know, right?
Like exactly right. last P of ASAP is partnership. Advanced,
right.
Success, accountability, partnership. That's exactly right. You're right on it. Because the thought process is the stuff that Forrest likes to do, Keisha's like, but I don't want to do it. Give me the paperwork all day or let me analyze the numbers and all, right? So now you, both of you and everybody else on this call is understanding how you built the team that you're doing. Because now Keisha doesn't mind doing the work because that's what she likes. And Forrest, you know, you're providing a solution for something that Forrest doesn't want to do. And Forrest is, you know, providing a solution for the problem that you don't want to do. That's exactly right. You guys should definitely exchange contact information. If nothing else, you will have some people or websites and things that are around your stuff that is complementing to each other's needs.
Right.
That was good. That was very, very good. All right. Anyone else?
Turk, what was the question you started with? I was a little bit late.
Which question?
At the beginning, I was about 10 minutes late getting on.
Mm-hmm.
You said anybody else. I don't know what you're saying to anyone else. What are you asking?
I'm not really sure. Well, I mean, in this question, sorry, I get it. So what we're talking about is, you know, is there anything that discovering about your personal strength and how to build a team around it. Do you have any specific things that we can work on? So that if you have any issues that we can, I can help you solve now.
The issue that I have is I seem to work on the easier stuff and I don't work on the priority stuff.
Can you give me and who is this? I couldn't catch your name.
Norm,
cool. Give me an example, Norm.
Example, you know, if I make a list of things to do today, at the end of the day, I get the little stuff done, but the big things I needed to get done don't necessarily get done.
Time management, I get it.
I second that, Turk.
Sorry, it's breaking up a little bit. All right, so let's talk about what is it that you like to do? What comes to you naturally? Are you a talker? Are you a writer? Are you a hermit? You know.
Yeah, I'm like, is it Floyd or Lloyd who was talking earlier? I like dealing with the people, and my partner is my daughter, who is like the second person that's in there that doesn't want to make the deal or make the call, just wants to do the numbers. So we have a good partnership that way. That was very helpful. And I like coming up with creative ideas and solutions. For instance, in the last day, I have this thing that I call hay. So when I go to the haystack, I want to figure out a way to make money by finding hay, not by finding needles. And most of our business is so much we're finding needles in a haystack. I'm in California, so it's harder to get everyday deals. And so I made a list of things that are different kinds of hay than in real estate, and I could just write page after page of ideas of what that is, and then from there I pull out the ones that I think are the ones that will work. So I like formulas, I like ideas, and then proceeding on with those ideas, hopefully where that the competition is greatly reduced because, you know, I'm thinking through a niche of approach.
Yeah, Norm, you sound like an engineer type of a person. Is that your background?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
It's not unfortunate. It's a good quality, right?
So, well, it is good if you have the partner to do the other side. And my daughter, you know, we're kind of a new partnership, and we tried doing some fix and flips, and we just didn't get along. We've been doing it, but we're just not getting along, you know, because they want to do things differently than I want to do them, you know. And so this partnership, like now with what we're doing there, me talking to the people making the deal, coming up with ideas that other people are not thinking of and looking specifically for situations, I think is a big benefit to think that way, because everybody's they're not thinking that way, you know. So therefore, I can approach those, target those people with that specific kind of situations.
Yeah, so knowing what to do and doing it are two different things. But the purpose of this particular call, and we're going to work on this April, is about playing to your strong suits. So since
yeah.
you're a process guy, the way that the language that you're using, the way that you're describing how you look at the real estate, although you feel like you're like Forrest, you're not. Instead of right or wrong thing. But you're more methodical than Forrest. Forrest is going with the feelings and stuff. And you are like, you kind of, the way that you're thinking is like thinking like my dad is thinking like that, right?
Yeah,
like an
right.
engineer, more process. So in other words, so what you want to do is now you want to create all things around that. I wouldn't worry about the script. I wouldn't worry about talking to people. You're going to worry about these things. But what we're looking for is the biggest bang, highest return on your investment. Right? So
yeah.
if you're a process guy, before I even start taking actions, now, of course, we all have to take actions at one point, but get your process right. Whether you put it on a map chart, or if you're going to put it on an Excel sheet, or if you're going to do a spreadsheet and kind of look at things and all that, because that comes to you naturally, you can work on that days in, days out. Now, you still have to take action.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes what happens is, you know, as long as you're part of this program, you're not going to have a paralysis of analysis or whatever the right term for that.
Right.
We're going to see to that you take an action. But your natural inclination is, think of it like a project management. So it has to, for a proper project manager to be successful and comfortable, is you have to see the full project in front of you. So you understand when B goes after A, C goes after B, you have some idea of where E needs to be. Does that make
sense? Right, that's right, but it's perfect, yeah.
So if that doesn't happen, you can't work. Your brain is going to be like, it's like hitting your head into a wall. So what you want to do is you don't want to take any action until that thing works the way that it's actually outlined. Now, if your daughter is the, you know, kind of a thinker or the talker or whatever, you can just say, hey, daughter, this is for your investment, because when I croak, this is all going to be yours anyway. So you're calling people for next 7 days, and I'm going to sit on my butt, and I'm just going to do this niche that you're talking about, and then you can plug it in there. So in other words, like, I think Larry has a program where you do like an online stuff, like the Podio and that kind of stuff. So like that's, if that makes sense to you, that's your strong suit. You want to concentrate on those things. Does that make sense?
I lost you a little bit there.
That's fine.
I was following you where, you know, I like to create the formulas. So out of this list of, I literally made a list here, which I've done in the last 2 days, believe it or not, about 240 different ideas of how to reach people. Isn't that crazy?
No, that's perfect. So now what you want to do is you want to categorize those and then use the top, like, three. So you're an engineer guy. Sit and categorize those because that's natural.
Right.
That's really cool. You don't want to go, oh, it sucks. I come up with 240 great ideas. That's a good problem to have. But you don't want to stop there. So you want to go, okay, how can I categorize this way?
Yeah.
And then put your brain into that. And then it's like, what's the top three? Why do I think that? And do this. Now, meanwhile, you delegate all the other things to your daughter. This is good to have a daughter as a partner.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I think what you said and threw me off was she doesn't want to make any of the calls, and I thought about you said about making calls, so I'm the one who would have to make the calls, and we're just kind of doing mailings right now. But she wants me to answer the calls and to go visit the people.
You should let Forrest answer your calls.
Yeah. Okay. So that's where the breakdown is a little bit. She doesn't want to answer the calls. I'm doing this side because she doesn't want to do that side.
Good. So once you have money, you can throw money at this problem. Do you have money?
No.
All right. So meanwhile, then you have to exchange something. So either find an investor or somebody who can actually do that. Larry has a whole bunch of people making phone calls for him. And this is temporary, unless you don't want to make the calls. But you want to have your game plan because of your natural tendency is, you know, to plan. I'm assuming you want to execute the plan when it's done, or do you want somebody else to execute?
Say that last line again.
I said, do you want to execute your plan, or do you want somebody else to execute?
That's a good question. I don't know that I know the answer to that. I don't mind making the calls, especially if I have a targeted technique I'm talking about that I can, you know, pursue and get to it.
All right, so do this between now and the next call in 2 weeks. Reduce your 240 to, because if you have 240 things, that's not a niche. Right? You understand?
No, I know, yeah, but each of these 240 are somewhat of a niche. Some of them are very obviously, but I've come up with ideas that I bet you nobody else has hardly ever thought of. They may have fallen into it, but they wouldn't think about.
Well, you know, that's fine, but what you're looking for is where is the money? So out of that 240, if 80-20 rule is correct, only top 20% of them are going to give you the right money, right? So that's about 48 items. Let's see if we can reduce the list of 240 to 48, top 20%, between now and the next call in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, that'd be – yeah, what – in fact, my plan was to get this down to 10. From this, all the stuff, come up with 10 formulas, and then when I talk to people, I go, oh, this is a number 3, this is a number 5, and I just go right there. And I also look at the house and say, this house would fit a number 6, so this house would fit a number 1, and kind of do that.
Okay, Norm, that's your assignment. So now this accountability partnership. Forrest and Keisha and all the other people are here. So in 2 weeks, we're starting with your top 10 items. You don't mind sharing it, do you?
No.
Yeah, you're in California. Who the hell is going to play? No one has that much money. Okay, so now you have a homework to reduce 230. Don't delete the list. I'm just saying, we're going to go for the top 10.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, tell your daughter to chill out and she can make a few calls because, well, if she's not doing it, that means you're not paying her enough.
Well, she's going to do mailings. She's doing all the preparation and the mailings and all that. So,
And then when the phone rings, go on to Facebook, on the Facebook page, and find Forrest, the guy that you're looking for from the call earlier, and he's still on the call. But get his information because he doesn't mind talking to your people until you get your list down to 10.
Okay, well, I'm following you as far as getting to the top 10 and then approaching situations that fit that. But I'm not quite following you about the Facebook and getting information. What did you mean by that?
Well, Larry has a inner circle of people have Facebook. You have a Facebook page just for you guys.
Oh, I see.
So if you're here, that means you have access to that.
Okay.
And then there, just say, hey, I'm looking for Forrest, and he'll come in contact with you.
Okay, I'm not following that. I'm not getting that.
There's a guy named Forrest. He was talking earlier on this call.
Okay, I'm still a little bit lost. I was following. I thought I was following, but I got lost there. So
he says, "Pay me your money." He means, "Pay me your money, and I'll take the phone calls for you."
Oh! I see what you're saying. Okay.
Because
okay.
He's looking for someone like you.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, I see.
This is how it works, man. This is partnership.
That seems harder. That seems harder to do than the other, but that's all right.
Yeah. All right. But so you know your assignment, right?
Drop
on your list of 10. Good job.
Yep.
All right. Anyone else? Anyone else want to hop in? Okay. Next call, we're going to kind of work more on this, making a list of your strengths and forming your team around your strengths. So what would be really good between now and the next call is think about your day-to-day activities. Think about the language. And look at the things that you're doing that gives you excitement during the day. Just what is it that you like? So today we were talking about, if you heard, Forrest likes helping people more one-on-one, right? Norm wants to solve problems in a mathematical, more kind of, he wants to see, kind of create new ideas. Aisha wants to kind of, hey, let's make sure that everything is working out right. She wants to kind of see the wrong language, but perfection in the plan. So those are the things that what you notice is in your day, that there is a pattern of thinking, there's a pattern of way that you do things. What I suggest to people, if you really are having a hard time figuring out what you like to do naturally, give yourself a permission to spend 1 hour doing whatever the hell you want to do, whether sitting, watching people, whatever, just to kind of unplug and spend about an hour in a public place or somewhere and kind of look at the thoughts that come to your mind. And you're going to see a pattern of, hey, I really like this thing. So those are the things that comes to you naturally. And then what we want to do is we're going to build a team around us. And we're going to continue more on this subject about discovering more of your strengths. But it would be really good between now and next time if you can actually, if you personally commit to doing, like, hey, I like doing this. I like helping people this way, and the reason I like it because it makes me feel good because of this. What Forrest was saying, I like helping people because I'm solving their problems, and I like the recognition that I get from that, and it fills my soul. I'm paraphrasing what he's saying. But if you can have that kind of understanding of your true self, knowing yourself, now you can build whole marketing around it. You can build whole team around it. You can develop a real estate game around that it doesn't feel like work to you. It's just kind of doing one good thing after another. It will be just like playing. And all those books that says, do what you love, money will follow, that's what they mean. Everybody who's successful, look at Elon Musk. Do you think that he's just playing Xbox right now? No, he's working his ass off. He's solving problems and how to go to Mars. But I bet you he doesn't feel like, damn it, I got to go find a way to go to Mars. He's like doing the stuff that he likes doing. So that's what you want to bring into your real estate game. You want to bring into stuff that is just that kind of playing to you, and now boom, just money just flow. I promise you, this is how it works. This is... April 2nd. So our next call is in 2 weeks. So it should be 16th, right?
Yeah.
I'm just checking in. 16th.
Yeah.
Perfect. 12 noon on the 16th of April, we're going to meet day after tax day. Yeah, that's the best.
Hey, Turk, I will be on the road on that day, but maybe I can call in and find some place, a quiet spot, and do it.
That would be perfect. If not, I want you to email it to me on Sunday before your list of 10, and I'll share it. But we already promised everybody, so you don't want to let the team down, Norm.
No, you know what? That's not even hard, because I was going to do that anyway.
Yeah, that's perfect. That works for me. Well, I hope you guys are having a good spring. This is always a pleasure. Please share with Larry and his team what you like and what you don't like about these calls. He really pays attention to how we can make things better for you, how to make things more easier. He wants to be able to brag about your success, especially if you're getting some success. Please share with him. Say, hey, I was able to do this deal, and these calls are helpful, so we can keep going. My name is Turk. You can send me an email at asap@larrygoins.com. This was my pleasure. I'm looking forward to our next call. If you don't have anything else, let's end the call here.
Thank you.
Thanks, Turk.
You're welcome.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.